Yes, you. Thanks for listening to this station. We're a not-for-profit organization dedicated to our community and you, the listener. We're able to operate because of the funds raised by our communities, but that's often not enough. We're asking you for help, which you can do by contacting your federal member of parliament, call or write, and ask them to support the development of a community broadcasting fund and extend the local journalism initiative. Learn more at ncra.ca/help. And thanks for listening.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my van in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Welcome back. That rockish set began with an instrumental teaser from the forthcoming co-op album, followed by a single from a UK band called Holiday Ghosts. I like any song sympathetic to the plight of working class people in the cost of living crisis of 2022. Of course, provided it has rhythm and melody. Then it was Mamalarkey, who I think are from Denver. I really like the hook in that song, and I'm looking forward to digging deeper into their material. That song could have easily been mistaken for Palm, and the next song was Palm, with a track called On the Sly from their new album, Nicks and Grazes. Then it was Craig Salt Peters from Seattle. Crazy good hook on that song, too. After that was absolute show favorite Brandon Saucier as Printhead, from Fan Club Number 1. Nothing new from that guy in over 6 months. I'm getting nervous. Then it was Matt Postband after that. I love them before, and I love where they are headed even more. Fingers crossed, there will be much more from them in 2023. Then from Philadelphia, it was Disaster Artist, and then from right here in Vancouver, it was Bloated Pig with a metal song. Then the set finished up with punk music, gradually diminishing in intensity from New Orleans' Sick Thoughts, Delivery from Melbourne, and Fake Palms from Toronto. One thing I liked that was trending this year was how locals pronounce Toronto versus how the rest of the world says it. Growing up there, I was always aware of it, but I never thought it would be a thing. If you want to sound like a local, which of course you don't, the key is to break it down into two syllables. The longer I live in Vancouver, the more I want to stretch out my Vancouvers. I think that's how the locals do it. I was also happy to learn that Mississauga has better nightlife than Leduc, Alberta. They also have a cactus club there now. I did not know that. I bet it's right by Square One, where On the Curve used to be.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.